Thanks again for helping me in, Professor. I felt so awful for distracting you from your busy schedule. I honestly can't think what I would have done if you didn't show up. You always, Oh, that? I just locked the door. My neighbor has this habit of walking around drunk, and sometimes they stumble into the wrong apartment. Anyway, enough about her. Let me get you that drink I promised you. And you're sure you just wanted water, right? I can't entice you into anything else? Not that I would have alcohol or anything in my apartment. Of course, I'm not that kind of girl. A college student more interested in finding the hottest party than the pursuit of knowledge has no place in my class. Your own words. From the first day of class. Yeah, I suppose I do remember a lot of the things you say. I just have a knack for remembering important things. Like, I still laugh when I think about how you totally shut down that idiot Carter when he was trying to heckle you that one time. Third day of class, I believe. Yeah. He's always been a bit of a nuisance, hasn't he? I've always hated how he'd interrupt your words and try and ridicule you. Not that he ever succeeded, of course. He's a fool. And you, Professor, you've always been such an amazing... I mean, you're so inspiring and motivating and handsome and so kind to me. Water, right. Sorry. How could I forget? Just 1 second? Oh, I should let you know. I don't think you have to worry about Carter being a distraction in your class anymore. I heard that he's moving away. Far, far away. Yeah. Isn't that pleasant news? And now that we won't have any more chatter from him and his peanut gallery in the back, I can just focus more on, you know, your words and your class, your voice. Here's your water. Sorry for the wait. I just had to prepare it. No, drink it up, please. It was no hassle, I promise. Yeah. Every last drop. Good, right? Oh, weird. It tasted funny? That's probably just the copper in the water. It happens around this time of year. But it all goes down. Smooth, I guess. I promise, anyway. Here, I'll take that glass off your hands. Could I offer you something to eat? Oh. You've got to go. To your girlfriend's house. I wasn't aware that you had a girlfriend. How careless of me. No, sorry. I'm so clumsy. I just get so frazzled sometimes. I didn't know that you had a first date kit. I am bleeding, aren't I? Such a pretty red. Oh, right. A first aid kit. It's, the pantry in the kitchen. I'll get it. No, Professor, please, I'll get it. No, please, please, no, go in there. Professor, no, not that door. Professor, you weren't supposed to see that. Not yet, anyway. Not until you knew. Who is it? Why, that's Carter, of course. And, well, He disrespected you. No one disrespects my professor. After all, I had to teach him a little lesson. I hated the thought of this spoilt little boy speaking back to you of all people when you're so kind to teach us. Where are you going? What do you mean, Professor? Why do you want to go? I did this for you. Don't you understand? He's a menace. And the world, our world, together, it would be so much better without him. Now, Professor, surely you don't mean that. I'm sure you're just a little frazzled. You get frazzled too, see? Just another thing we have in common. We're practically perfect for each other. Oh no, that is no use, I assure you. That door won't unlock unless I want it unlocked. And, well, if I'm being completely honest, I'm happy with you right where you are. Though, you could be a little closer, if I'm being really honest. Oh, come, Professor. You shouldn't be so frantic. Especially with what's coursing through your system right now. I might have gone a little overboard with the dose. But, well, I had to make sure it would work, you know? I finally have you here. After all, I couldn't waste this one shot. That's a good professor. Sit down. Your hair has fallen in your face, though. Here. Let me get that for you. Oh my. You're every bit as soft and smooth as I thought you'd be. I admit, I always imagined our first time this close would be under sweeter circumstances. But being with you is all that matters now. You'll see that soon one day too, Professor. Being here with me, being mine, is all that matters. Now then, why don't you sleep for a while? I'll tuck you in nice and cozy. I'm sure you're feeling pretty tired right about now. That stuff should have you out for a few hours at least. Which should be long enough for me to find out about this girlfriend of yours. Aren't you excited, Professor? We're so much closer to being together now. My gosh. This is the happiest I've been in years. Ever since that time we met? All those years ago? You don't remember? Well, how about I tell you when you wake up? And I go make sure your girlfriend won't bother us. Okay? Good night, Professor. Sweet dreams, my love.